on days off, we just pull the bus up to a state park and try to fish for whatever's there.
Three studio albums into a promising career, Brandi Carlile's proven herself in the dog-eat-dog music business. But that doesn't mean that, if they ever needed to, Brandi and her band can't support themselves in other ways, too. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Brandi Carlile's been making music since she was just a little girl in rural Washington State, and by the age of 16, she was backing up an Elvis impersonator on stage. These days, Brandi's getting just as close to actual celebrities, like on her third and latest album, Give Up the Ghost, where she duets with Elton John on the song Caroline. Brandi's been working with celebrity producers, too. Her last album was produced by T-Bone Burnett, and for Give Up the Ghost, she worked with Rick Rubin, who's known for producing an amazingly diverse roster of artists. And when Brandi joined me and an audience of FUV members in our studios, I found out her influences were pretty diverse, too.
Well, my family was totally immersed in this classic country and Western culture, and I grew up in kind of an isolated area, and that's what we all did, was we sang country songs, and we had our favorite country singers and you know, banjo pickers, and that was kind of what we did. And when I heard Elton John for the first time, it was like the heaviest thing I'd ever heard in my life. I was like, oh, this is rock and roll, which I later learned wasn't the case. But, you know, that kind of music and the marriage of those two styles of, like, this Brit pop and this classic country and Western music really influenced me, because after Elton John came an interest in the Beatles, and then another obsessive interest in Freddie Mercury and Queen, and then U2, and those two sounds really influenced me. I'd say that, like, the Brit pop sound influences my songwriting, and then my voice is unmistakably classic country. I've tried to get it out of there so many times, and it just ain't going.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
What's the biggest misconception your fans or the media have about you?
One of them might be that maybe I'm like a pessimist or a sad person, because my lyrics always come from a dark place, but it's actually completely the opposite, you know, because I actually have a cathartic outlet for those things, whereas some people aren't as fortunate. That's one misconception.
I left home a long, long time ago in a tin can full of road, with a suitcase and some songs, chasing miles through the nighttime, making tracks with no time for looking back to the place where I belong. How these days grow long, but I'm on my way back home. It's been hard to be away. How I miss you, and I just wanna kiss you, and I'm gonna love you till my dying day. How these days grow long.
That's Brandi Carlile and her band live in Studio A with Dying Day and the Beatles tune, Let It Be. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.